Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord Jehovah was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord Jehovah, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them all around, and, indeed, there were very many in the open valley, and, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God Jehovah, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says to these bones, Indeed, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay inner organs upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and indeed a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And while I looked, the inner organs and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, son of man. And say to the wind, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these dead, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel, indeed. They say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, we are cut off because of our parts. Therefore prophesy and say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will place you in your own land, then you will know that I the Lord Jehovah have spoken it, and performed it, says the Lord Jehovah. The word of the Lord Jehovah came again to me, saying, Furthermore, son of man, take for yourself one stick, and write upon it, For Judah, and for the children of Israel his companions, then take another stick, and write upon it, For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. And when the children of your people will speak to you, saying, Will you not show us what you mean by this? Say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand. And the sticks upon which you write will be in your hand before their eyes. And say to them, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen ungodly nations wherever they have gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king will be king to them all. And they will no longer be two nations, neither will they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither will they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their sins. But I will save them out of all the places where they live, in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So they will be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will also walk in my judgments, and observe my laws, and do them. And they will live in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant, in which your forefathers have lived. And they will live there, even they, and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David will be their prince forever. Furthermore, I will make a covenant of peace with them, it will be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary temple in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also will be with them. Yes, I will be their God, and they will be my people. And the heathen, ungodly nations, will know that I the Lord Jehovah sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary is in the midst of them forevermore.